All right. Hello. Good morning. I'm extremely impressed that you have made it here. The talk just before me, if you did not watch that, go to the recording. It is also very good. If you care about these topics, that talk is right on the point. So today, I'm Sal, and we're talking about the hidden life of infrastructure. So in part, the reason why I think you are here is because you've discovered a love of open source, or you live with an experiential knowledge of digital commons. And I don't need to convince this room necessarily that I perceive open source as a verb. I will participate in all other definitions, but unless you're doing something or building something, I'm not all that interested. But I might need to convince you that developing an individual awareness of your rights, your autonomy, and your data exposure is a little existential. And this comes from the ideas of blending between law and actual technical work. But computational justice is about assuring fairness, accountability, and transparency in digital spaces. And I cannot personally take any more talks around computational justice unless they specifically include open source cryptography and verifiable compute. Otherwise, it will not be computational justice. So I'm giving this talk today because I want there to be a larger awareness around what are the things that we are actually at risk of losing if we participate in open source as something that's nice, kind, and fun to do. But unless you protect the pillar of transparency, the entire thing will fall down. So I wrote this book. I just put the latest update out on it 2 weeks ago. It's Code, Chips, and Control. There we go. And very specifically, here's how I want you to perceive this book. It is like a medical taxonomy. It's a narrative walkthrough of understanding how we build the